from somewhere south of London. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of history, mystery, and crime fiction, but most importantly, I am an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme about pretty much my favourite subject, books. I'm back all the way from Misty Albion, bringing you the all-new Fiorella Files, in which I will discuss books classic and contemporary, or just books I've read and to which I've taken a bit of a fancy. There will be yet more books that you should read, just might enjoy reading, and really don't want to touch with the proverbial 11-foot barge pole. I can't promise it'll be a once-a-month special, but every so often I hope to coax my children into appearing on my show to discuss books for younger readers. Well, there's all sorts of awful things going on around the world at the moment, I hardly need to tell you that. But I'm finding it particularly sad looking at the escalation of the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Again, it was part of the backdrop of my childhood, that conflict in the 80s, and having worked and lived in East Jerusalem, I find seeing those scenes of devastation so upsetting. And quite recently, I read a book which seeks to make some kind of sense of the East-West, I don't want to say conflict, but the history of Western involvement in the East. And it's a book called The Silk Roads. I will start by saying, before I say anything else about this extraordinary book, which comes very much recommended from me, though by the time you finish listening to this review, you may have other ideas, I will say it's one of the most depressing non-fiction books I have read, probably in the last 5 years, in terms of what one learns reading it about the car crash that is Western involvement in the Middle East. However, it's more nuanced than that. There's a lot more going on in the book, and I'll try and unpack it a little bit for you. Before I go any further, though, a few words about the author, Peter Frankopan. I'd never read his books before I came across The Silk Roads, but the name Frankopan was familiar to me, and that is because he has in fact got connections with the aristocracy. His sister is Lady Nicholas Windsor, so he's very well connected, though he's in fact of Croatian and Swedish background, but he went to Eton and he studied Byzantine history at Jesus College, Cambridge, before getting his PhD, his doctorate, at Oxford. He's now a senior research fellow at Worcester College, Oxford, and he's the director of the Oxford Centre for Byzantine Research. So he's a very eminent historian, and it very much comes out in this book. He is an expert on the Byzantine Empire, on the history of the Balkans, the Mediterranean, Russia, that whole area. And he's also a specialist in the whole field of the interdependence of Islam and Christianity and the interaction between those religions. He's written a number of works, and he has in fact written a sequel to The Silk Roads called The New Silk Roads. I think I might give myself a bit of a break before I even think of embarking on the sequel. I've only just got over reading the first instalment. But this is not, in any sense of the word, a dry academic tome. He writes in a very engaging way. I love it when an eminent historian can do this. I became fascinated with 20th century history reading A.J.P. Taylor, reading his book The Origins of the Second World War, because it was the first time I'd ever read a historian who was a really serious, really eminent historian who wrote in an incredibly engaging and compelling way. He was someone who clearly lived and breathed the period, and it made me interested in what he had to say. And that's very much the case with The New Silk Roads. He draws you in to the long and tragic history and complex history of the East. And the whole thesis, I suppose, of Silk Roads is that we have a very Western-centric view of history. We tend to talk about Western civilization, we tend to look back at the Romans and the Greeks, and we see the world very much as West meeting East, with the West very much as the central point of the globe. And what he argues is that all Western power, basically, this is, I'm paraphrasing hugely, I don't feel I'm doing justice to his thesis at all here, you have to read the book, but that we originate in the East, that all this began with the Persian Empire. The Romans were the heirs of the Greeks, who were the heirs of the Egyptians, you know, that we trace even our own Western heritage back to the East, and that we need really to just reorient ourselves, if that's not too much of a pun,